From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. The latest USDA cattle report confirms cyclical herd expansion in the U.S. is over, with the total inventory of all cattle and calves on January 1st at 94.4 million head, down 0.4% from a year ago. According to AgWeb.com, the beef cow inventory is 31.3 million head, down 374,000 or 1.2% year over year. The peak beef cow inventory for 2019 was 31.7 million, up 2.7 million head from the 2014 low of 29 million cows. With mounting uncertainty over whether coronavirus will prevent Chinese dock workers from unloading container ships, the Agricultural Transportation Coalition is asking carriers to grant more flexibility for exporters using their services. AgriMarketing.com reports one fear is there will be no Chinese product ready for export, with containers trapped at Chinese ports as carriers charge U.S. exporters those fees. As Democrats struggle to counter President Trump on trade policy, Senator Bernie Sanders has pledged to renegotiate the USMCA if he's elected president, citing the lack of provisions to address climate change. Sanders voted against the USMCA bill, which the president signed into law. According to AgriPulse.com, the other two presidential candidates who are senators, Elizabeth Warren of Massachusetts and Amy Klobuchar of Minnesota, voted for it. Sanders calls the NAFTA 2.0 an absolute disaster. With your agribusiness update, I'm Bob Larson from the Ag Information Network of the West.